We're going to continue to track the ongoing crisis in Niger as the country contends with the attempted coup of its democratically elected president. And we in the United States are officially only calling it an attempted coup still because of some legal reasons, what it would mean for our troops that are there. Earlier today, the presidential guard, which barricaded President Bazoum inside the presidential palace, declared that their leader, General Tiani, was the new head of state and that the country's constitution has been suspended. The group that calls themselves the National Council for Safeguarding the Country claim they will now exercise all legislative and executive power. And so while the leaders of this attempted coup called on international partners to cooperate with the new regime, in a new statement today, the White House National Security Council is calling today's developments an unconstitutional seizure of power. But they are not calling it a coup because that would trigger U.S. laws that require the State Department and Defense Department to cut off all foreign assistance, limit military partnerships. This afternoon, the NSC again called for President Bazoum's immediate and safe release.